Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back. Rick's a great member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Liberty for All, and his second book, Rebounders. Actually, I think Rebounders was first and Liberty for All was second. We launched both of those books very happily for him, with him, and he's our good friend, Rick Newman. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Happy to be back.
It's good to have you back. Rick's a very prolific writer, folks, and thought leader on a number of different topics. Let's talk about the NFL first. You wrote about that recently. What do you think about all this, about the NFL controversy?
Well, first of all, I think President Trump, as he has done before, effectively found a controversial issue he can exploit to his advantage. I mean, he found a situation where people are, you know, legitimately disagree. Some people are passionate and emotional about whether, players should be allowed to take a knee in protest during the national anthem or they should be required to stand. He found a wedge issue and he drilled a wedge
I don't think Mr. Trump, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Trump's not the news here. The news is people who are disrespecting the flag and the national anthem, when there's plenty of other things that they could be complaining about. That if we want to complain about something, you know, they could complain about domestic violence. They could complain about poverty. They could complain about other things. But why would you disrespect something that's a symbol of a country that allows them to play a game and make millions of dollars? I don't understand that, Rick.
Well, let's go back to talking about the NFL. This was basically a sideshow before Trump decided to take on the issue in his speech in Alabama, your great state. I think it was September 22nd. And, of course, there was a lot of reaction after that. So I think the real question here, you know, I work for Yahoo Finance, so what we're trying to figure out is, will this have a lasting effect on the NFL, or will it sort of peter out? And
I think it's going to have a lasting effect on him because,
My guess is the opposite. My guess is it's going to peter out, but there is evidence that I'm wrong.
It won't peter out if they continue to do the protesting. And I honestly don't believe that what I'm saying is going to, if it happens, is going to have as much of an impact on what Trump said as much as how Americans feel, irrespective of Trump. I know people who didn't vote for Trump who agree with me.
Oh, sure. There are a lot of people who feel that way. But look at the broader arc of this story, Jim. So, there were a very small number of players who were kneeling during the anthem before Trump had anything to say about it.
Yeah.
And it was a sideshow issue. I mean, it's not something that, people were not boycotting the NFL because four players knelt during the anthem. So Trump made a big deal out of it, and he sort of forced this reaction from a lot of players who then felt obligated to kneel
out
or do something in solidarity. Just give me one sec. So that was two Sundays ago, and now we get to the latest Sunday. Fewer players doing the kneeling. Teams have sort of found ways to more or less appease everybody. It's not 100%, but
it's a sideshow.
They're sort of finding ways to work through it. And so the real question is, are people who are actual NFL fans? Let's make a distinction between people who have an opinion about this but didn't watch football in the first place.
Yeah, I agree with
that. In terms of the future of the NFL, they don't matter because they're not the customers.
That's right.
In terms of the NFL's actual customers, Are they going to actually abandon the product? And I think they did for one weekend. I think they did in smaller numbers for the next weekend. And the question is, will they basically give up?
All right, so I'm gonna go out on a limb here, though. I'm running out of time here. You and I are gonna agree to disagree on this, and we'll see who's right in a few months. I'm a football fan. I'm an NFL fan who doesn't watch anymore, because they've lost their customers just the same way baseball lost me during the strike of '94. I quit watching baseball after that. They forgot who their customers are, irrespective of Mr. Trump. Out here in Flyover America, people were feeling this way about what we're talking about before Mr. Trump even weighed in. This is, in my opinion, this is not a Trump issue. He became part of it. I wish he hadn't done what he said.
So
but this is not a Trump issue.
So if that's true, I mean, you have to explain why was the Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Falcons, the most watched Super Bowl ever?
We'll see.
Did not leave the NFL by the end of the season.
The regular season, the Super Bowl is a different animal, just like the World Series is a different animal. We'll see how the regular season goes, and you and I'll compare notes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.